Domestic violence, amongst other implications, have been cited by Liberal backbencher Andrew Wallace as a reason for age restrictions to be placed on online pornography with verification required for access to the content. The proposals come after government-commissioned research and a Social Policy and Legal Affairs Committee report. Jared Cross has more.
A proposal to limit online pornography accessibility has been voiced by Andrew Wallace, Liberal MP for Fisher and Chair of the Social Policy and Legal Affairs Committee of the House of Representatives. The proposals would see such content limited to those over the age of 18.
In February 2020, the Social Policy and Legal Affairs Committee made 6 recommendations in its Protecting the Age of Innocence report. One of those recommendations was essentially that the government should look to introduce age verification for online porn. We know that young people as young as the age of 8 are being exposed to what is sometimes very graphic, very violent, hardcore pornography. When young people are literally stumbling across pornography, it is having devastating impacts on them.
The committee suggests per commissioned report that a correlation exists between the age one first accesses online porn and future complications. Erectile dysfunction, distorted perceptions and practical expectations of sex were cited alongside violent behaviour by Mr. Wallace as potential implications.
There's a direct correlation between access to pornography, repeated access to pornography at a young age, and domestic violence. And it's something that, you know, a society shouldn't be willing to stand by and enable.
The proposal offers the question of what constitutes pornography. The member provided a quick definition, but steered away from whether other material could get caught up in this.
Pornography is either a photograph or video of sexual conduct, whether that's consensual or non-consensual. But I think the point is that the concept of pornography is definitely changing. When I was a kid, pornography was nothing more than a centre page of Playboy or Penthouse. You know, that would be regarded as very mild pornography in these days.
He also denied the idea that limited access for teenagers and young people might have negative impacts, closing an avenue for those with little educational opportunity posed by cultural, social or religious restrictions, opting to focus on some of the material currently available.
In my view, it is not teaching a healthy view of what a normal, healthy sexual relationship is about. Many of these hardcore pornographic videos that are available on the internet are demeaning of women. They show many instances of non-consensual sex. They show instances of, sex against children. I certainly do not accept that, that pornography should be accessible by young children as some sort of educational tool.
While a set idea as to what the proof of age systems might look like, Andrew Wallace stated that the technology is there and that user safety would be a priority.
The committee received many submissions on the technicalities of how this could be done. There's no prescriptive model that the committee has put forward, but there's certainly recommendations around general themes about how we go about this. And it could be, no one's suggesting that, there's this porn providers would be required to hold information or data about their particular users. There would all be all sorts of standards required about how this would actually be done in a safe way that couldn't be hacked.
Member for Fisher and Chair of the Social Policy and Legal Affairs Committee, Andrew Wallace, ending that report by Jared Cross.